Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
It made me laugh because... She said, hi, Allie and DZ. Am I the jerk for not giving out my Wi-Fi password at the holidays?
Bro, what do you mean?
Immediately I went, ah. She said, okay, here, let me just read her submission to you. And you can always email us, amithejerk at 1037kissfm.com. Or hit us up. We get lots on Facebook, too, on the messages.
Whatever you're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. She said, hi, Allie and DZ. I have an issue. Whenever people come over, they want my internet password.
Natural.
I live in the countryside. And my internet service is very spotty with a satellite service.
Oh.
Now that the holidays are approaching, I'm fearing to having to say no to all the young kids being on their cell phones and trying to engage with the adults. Am I wrong to say no to the kids that I'm not giving them the Wi-Fi? And then she puts, I'm young myself, about 33. I'm just very old-fashioned.
Fair. Okay, I hear it. Well...
I'm not going to give her the name Karen because she's trying to make everybody have a nice time at the holidays by keeping the Wi-Fi password hostage. But I'm not going to name her Karen.
Well, then what are we going to name her then?
I don't know.
Name her Kelly. If not Kelly. Karen, then Kelly.
Oh, great. Kelly will love that. Okay. So Kelly wants to know if she's a jerk for not giving her Wi-Fi password to everyone at the holidays and then forcing them to engage.
Well, it's
funny now.
I don't hate the forcing, well, quote unquote, forcing people to engage, but promoting people to engage. Mm-hmm. It should be more like it. But there's one big caveat that I think we're missing.
Nobody else is interested in that but her.
But her. And at this rate,
yeah,
sometimes.
Is that really where you were going?
You just want these kids to just be. Mm-hmm. Leave you alone. It's adult time. We're hanging out and I don't want to be rushed. These kids get impatient and I get it. You got to train these children.
Listen.
But when you bring kids over to a holiday function, mm-hmm. you want them to behave.
Is your Thanksgiving that peaceful?
No.
Who are these families that have these? There's always a fight.
Mm-hmm.
There's always somebody yelling. Mm-hmm. Then there's always somebody yelling, Stan, get out of the kitchen. You're annoying me. And then somebody's yelling at my dad because he's cutting the turkey and it just looks wacky. I mean, there's always something.
Uh-huh.
And my sister's screaming at my dad, and I'm like, who are these people?
But y'all,
these pleasant.
Y'all don't live in the countryside, though, where the Wi-Fi is already bad.
I was agreeing with you and saying, we want to separate at the holidays.
She's worried about her own internet connection. I think she's being a little selfish at the same time.
Oh, I didn't think about it like that.
So she's going, I don't want to give everybody the Wi-Fi password because I don't want my internet to be banned for me.
You do have a point on that, that she did say her internet is hard, it's spotty. Ah, so she's trying to conserve it for herself.
For herself. Mm. And why does it matter? If it's the holidays, it's about everybody being together. Okay, so the internet's not going to be great. Guess what? You give everybody the password, the internet's not going to work anyway. Everybody's going to be on it.
Yeah.
You're not going to have to worry about everybody being able to get on because nobody's going to be able
gonna
to.
She's going to regret it when she can't get her recipes off all the TikToks. She saved.
Better save them now, Ma.
Girl, I'm telling you what.
But save them now. I don't know, man. I feel this is jerky, even though I understand it's coming from a place of good. It's going, I want everybody to talk. I want everybody to mingle. It's family, blah, blah, blah.
I know we're not supposed to give advice, but I'm like, then just cut the Wi-Fi off, period. But then she won't be able to get to anything herself. She needs to Google.
And same concept that I had when we first started talking. I was like, this isn't about advice. This is, am I the jerk?
Mm-hmm.
Right? This ain't, what would DZ do? This is, am I the jerk?
She said she's old fashioned. So then.
Then you got to
cut it off.
Then you got to say, hey, there's no internet. Yeah, right. You have to unplug the router.
She's
you have post it up. It has to be a theme Thanksgiving then. It's like, no Wi-Fi Thanksgiving, turkey only.
Well, then what if nobody came? Would you actually. Okay, what would. So is jerk or not the jerk for
jerk.
You?
Jerk. Jerk for me.
Yeah. For keeping the Wi-Fi from the kids.
She's trying to do too much.
I'm trying to say not the jerk. I don't think I can because I would cry if you didn't give me the Wi-Fi password. Like, leave me alone.
And I want to say, oh, everybody just uses their own data.
No, everybody starts fighting in the kitchen, I'm going to watch Netflix, dude. Leave me alone.
When you're in SOS mode and you can't get on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever, anyway.
I'll leave.
If you won't put on a DVD, if you old school, I know you still got a DVD player then.
I don't.
Kelly? No, I'm talking to Kelly.
You're right, actually.
She better be old school enough to still have some other means of entertainment, because what if the Wi-Fi already goes down? You got to have experience with that. You got to be prepared
football?
For that. Well.
What about football? I mean, I'm the one who had to bring that up. Another topic
that's
for another
internet.
Day.
No, see, that's cable and internet. There's a difference.
Oh, I think of it all as the same.
To me.
Okay. 414-533-1037. We want to know if Kelly's the jerk for not giving out her Wi-Fi password when they come over at the holidays. She said the kids.
The kid. Mm.
She's not giving it to the kids specifically because she doesn't have enough Wi-Fi, so she's going to force them to hang out.
So she's only going to give the Wi-Fi password to the adults then? What if an adult asks for the Wi-Fi?
I don't know. That's not my. That's Kelly's problem.
That's her. Am I the jerk?
We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Kelly wants to know if she's the jerk for not giving out her Wi-Fi password at the holidays because she lives in a countryside spotty area. Even though she's 33, she's old-fashioned. The kids have to learn to talk to each other.
Y'all better play rock, paper, scissors like we used to.
Dude, I grew up in a time with no internet, and even I'm annoyed. Like, even I don't want to go with no Wi-Fi at the holidays.
Hours on hours, especially in a rural area where you know you're about to be in SOS mode.
Adam's in Muskego. Let's start with him today. Hi, Adam.
Morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Adam. Don't go to Kelly's house and ask for the Wi-Fi password, okay?
Better not.
I'm old school. I'll entertain myself some other way. You know, I'll just mess with her cats or something, or dog. Or...
Why you assume she got cats?
Yeah, wait a second, though.
She lives in the country, and she's old school. I'm 33.
She got cats.
And...
I'm mad that you're right.
Oh, my gosh. So is she? You're going to go with not the jerk, then, I'm assuming.
Gotta be.
I'm going with not the jerk,
okay.
But... she has a prime opportunity to mess with them by changing her Wi-Fi password to something like, why don't you spend some quality time with your family instead?
If you can guess the Wi-Fi password, you can get on the internet.
If it takes that many letters, I'm actually going to change mine now so my kids have to type it because they ask me over and over. That's genius, Adam.
Go spend some time with your mother instead of being on the game all day.
Don't ask me again. Unload the dishwasher.
Exactly. You can just change it up whenever you want.
Yeah.
That's actually fair. I like it.
Smart.
Yeah. I mean, one solution, but still says not the jerk, though.
He says he's old school.
Not the jerk.
All right.
Fine, Adam. Go sit in the country by yourself. We'll be over here with our Wi-Fi.
Hang up your rotary phone.
I'm going glamping.
No, I got internet, so we're good.
I got internet. I ain't worried about it.
It was good talking to you, Adam. Have a good day.
You too.
Peace.
All right. Let's go to Deb in Beaver. Damn, she was so excited when I said she got in for Am I the Jerk today.
Morning, Deb.
Hi, Deb.
Morning.
You're on, girl. So what are you going to say? Is Kelly the jerk or not the jerk for giving out her Wi-Fi or not giving her Wi-Fi password to the family?
personally, I think that's a jerk move.
Okay.
Give them the Wi-Fi. You know, not everybody wants to sit around and play Jenga. So
seriously.
True.
Yeah, so let them go on the internet and, I don't know, maybe learn something. Maybe play a game online. I don't know.
Well, it's like,
I live in the country. I can't live without internet.
Mm.
Oh, fair. So she's saying from personal experience, you need it.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to need it.
Exactly.
I think everybody needs it at some point.
Yeah, how are you going to Google the recipes you mess up? How am I going to Google? How am I going to Google how many ounces are in a gallon and things like that when I have no idea? Okay, this is what I
give
did the internet
up
for.
The password.
Give up the password, Deb says.
Amen. Deb, I love you. All right. A great day.
You too. Thank you.
All right, split.
Janine in West Dallas texted in, said, "Not the jerk. I don't need Wi-Fi to use my phone." Oh. Fair, but.
Okay.
But she, come on.
She's saying that I'll just use my data. Y'all know how spotty data can even get when you're out in the boonies. Mm-hmm. The sticks are unforgiving when it comes to internet. Y'all must not be out there enough.
Sarah in Kenosha said, not the jerk. As someone who works at a middle school, kids do need to learn to talk to each other. Social skills are lacking, and kids act like their cell phones are their entire lives.
One thing I will say to the respect of that, I agree, but we just don't realize the communication these kids are having online. They're still talking. They're just not talking face-to-face like they used to. They're they're next to each other on the game, still talking.
Mm-hmm.
They're always communicating.
That's
just
true, actually.
Not using words.
They're just yelling at each other on a video game like my kid does.
That
All right, let's go to Colleen in Milwaukee. The tiebreaker.
Hello.
Morning.
Tough position you're in today, or you're one of those who laughs like Mila and goes,
love the adversity.
Where are we going, Colleen? Jerk or not the jerk for keeping the Wi-Fi password from the kids at Thanksgiving?
I say she's not the jerk.
Okay,
DZ, listen here, though. I heard you say something about people have cable and Wi-Fi. Not everybody has cable. We have streaming services.
I just have
so you
Wi-Fi.
Need the Wi-Fi.
I was waiting for somebody to say, or even with satellite. Satellite is still technically dependent on internet for your TV.
True, but
even
you know what's satellite. Funny? You said that, and even I have streaming, and that's it. So I didn't even pick up on that.
Yeah, we have just streaming, so if everybody's using up my Wi-Fi, guess what? Football will not be on my television.
Okay, you got me there. You're not wrong. You got me there. I was waiting for somebody to call
me
out.
Also, I enjoy spending time with my family. I am one to be on my phone more than not. But you know what, parents? If your kids want your hotspot, give them your hotspot.
Ooh.
Let her have her Wi-Fi with her TV. You know,
listen.
Just either spend time or parents give up your hotspot.
I forgot about the hotspot.
I did it because Owen stole mine one day and I started yelling.
And you all
want to
know something funny? I'm in my car right now on my way home from dropping my oldest off to school. And as I'm on hold with you guys, my 8-year-old in the back is like, Mom, can I get your hotspot? And I'm like, girl, I'm on the phone right now.
No, you can't get my hotspot. I'm busy. Talking to Allie and DZ. No.
Right as she's saying, give him the hotspot. Oh, that's
get
so
the
funny.
Hotspot.
I feel like my 8-year-old begs to differ with my not the jerk. She's probably in the back like, no, she's a jerk.
Jerk, bro, jerk.
Colleen, I'm going to just leave with this text because I agree. How will they Black Friday shop as a family? Amen.
The worries we have,
the
y'all.
Internet on Friday? Come on.
Colleen works it out, though.
Colleen, thanks for calling.
Yes, have a good day, guys.
You too, bye.
Not the jerk.
Nope.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.